And it's the post-match show after Liverpool beat Lincoln 7-2. I'm having to look at my screen to check that that is the correct score. Liverpool 7-2 winners away from home. There can't be many times that has happened. And to go through all of that, or what we can remember at least, I've got San Shetty, I've got Jackie Wilcox, and I've got Carl Kopak. And I mean, I'll start with you, Carl. See many 7-2s, mate?
I've looked it up. I've done some work, John.
Of course you have. That's why I came to you first.
We've never done 7-2 ever.
Really?
Apart from Blackpool. Apart from a few weeks ago, that's the only time we've ever done it. So that's the first time we've ever done it, a competitive game. I may have got a text to that effect, so that, yeah, I can't take all the credit for that. But yeah, we've never done it before ever. No. So yeah, I'm going to get it on a T-shirt.
I mean, it's funny, Jackie, because it was 6-2 after, 65 minutes. And so, actually, 7-2 feels a bit tame, you know, after that. Do you know what I mean? I predicted 8-3 on hot mic, and don't I look daft?
I was at half-time, I was going 9-0. This is going to be, back to Crystal Palace, 89, it's going to be 9-0. We're going to be talking about this in years to come, about who scored the goals, and if you can remember them. So it feels a little bit disappointing that there were 9 goals, but they just weren't all on our side. up the teals.
Yeah, the teal kid doing the business, Sanj, and a lot of the Liverpool players, you know, on the fringes doing the business tonight as well. A lot of good performances from people who you wanted to see play well, and they came in and did.
Yeah, I was intrigued to see who they gave man of the match to afterwards. I thought it was quite clear, and I was watching with a few people, and I thought our Japanese Firmino like-for-like player was streets ahead of everyone else on the pitch. I thought he impressed from the start, and I thought he impressed at the end. And the way he laid on that final goal for Divock Origi was. I mean, look, we're all watching it on TV now. I know a lot of you guys, you watch it in the stands, but we're all watching it on TV. But all I could see was the way he played that game was as if he was playing a Premier League game. And I was really impressed by the fact that he could have taken a shot and gone for his hat trick, but actually laid on Origi for the seventh. So I thought he was streets ahead of everyone else on the pitch. I'm sure people are going to disagree with me. But that was the most pleasing thing for me, was to see players that I want to see do really well, And like I said, I thought he was brilliant.